My friends, I saw the title of this upcoming movie, and immediately I said, this is a movie I want to see. It's called Guns and Moses, a story of a small-town Orthodox rabbi who becomes an unlikely gunfighter after his community is violently attacked. No, my friends, we're not talking about the Frisco Kid. This prime suspect in the attack is a young white nationalist, but Rabbi Moe, played by Mark Feuerstein, has reason to believe the kid is innocent. The rabbi becomes an amateur detective and finally uncovers the shocking truth about what happened. Guns and Moses features major stars including Neil McDonald, Christopher Lloyd, playing a Holocaust survivor, and Dermot Mulroney. Thank you so much for being with us today. Sal Litvak from The Accidental Talmudist, who is the man behind this movie. How are you doing today?
Oh, it's great to be with you.
So what made you decide to make this? Because normally we see this kind of stuff and we think it's some kind of skit put on by a synagogue. This is a real movie. It looks incredible. Everybody I've shown the trailer to wants to see it. Why'd you guys make it?
We were going to make a Jewish movie because we have a big audience and a love of Judaism and Jewish things at Accidental Talmudist. I wanted to make a thriller because it's my favorite genre, and we did a deep dive and watched a thriller a day for 2 years to get ready. I say we because my wife Nina and I, we write our movies together, and I direct. And in the midst of that process, looking for our story, there was a shooting at Poway, California, at a Chabad synagogue. A woman was murdered, Lori Gilbert Kay. The rabbi had his fingers shot off in the attack. I went down the next day. I attended the funeral. I interviewed the rabbi for our Jewish Wisdom page, Accidental Talmudist, got to know him, and then watched him become a national figure calling for something good, something meaningful to come out of this tragedy. And I knew that we had the core of our story. And when we set out to make this movie, we knew that Jews under attack who fight back would always be relevant. But that shooting was in 2019. We finally, cast it, raised the money, et cetera, got to production in 2022. And that was all before the October 7th attack in 2023. We never imagined something that catastrophic, nor the terrible Jew hatred that has erupted around the world since. And sadly, that's made the movie so timely and relevant today.
Well, also, given the fact that after October 7th, many synagogues like mine, it was go to a pro-Israel rally, then go to the gun range, or go to the gun range, then go to a pro-Israel rally. I mean, my synagogue has a sniper nest up on the roof. I'm not sure many of them have that across the country. No joke. That is something we actually have. But this is something that's very relevant to a Jewish audience. Let's talk about a non-Jewish audience. I mean, somebody like me is going to love this as much as we love the Zohan, or probably more so. So what about a non-Jewish audience? What's there for them?
Oh, it's so strong for them. We've tested it. We've shown it to a lot of non-Jewish audiences, and especially Christians absolutely love this movie for a number of reasons. First of all, they are facing the same kind of danger. There was an attack recently in a church. And thank God there were congregants that were prepared, that were armed, that ran toward the danger and not away from it. And they stopped the killing in its tracks. But also our Christian brothers and sisters and non-Christian, but just non-Jewish also, who stand by us in this time of peril. This is a movie with very universal themes that we access through, maybe a specific story. But what's going on in the country right now, we've never seen anything like it. This is also a movie that's made with Hollywood production value, but not the values that are, or the lack of values that are normally espoused in Hollywood. This is a movie that really speaks to all of America, not just the coasts, not just New York and L.A. It's made very much with Judeo-Christian values in mind. The action is terrific, but there's really no reason for profanity or nudity, and we don't have it. And so this is a movie that people can really enjoy. It's an edge-of-your-seat thriller, and you certainly don't have to be Jewish to enjoy it.
I got to say, I'm super excited for this. We're getting a group together because we hope to do a screening in the theater so that we can all go see this movie together. I know that everybody in my synagogue wants to go. I know there's plenty of other people that sent me the link who are listeners to the show who are not Jewish and said, hey, Ari, have you seen this? I mean, this thing smashes the old Hollywood stereotypes of Jews as nebbishy complainers. I could not have put that better myself than the way you put it in the press release right there. He's 2025's most unlikely action hero. So just before we let you go, now there's been such a popular reception, even though the movie hasn't even come out yet. Is this something that you guys are looking forward towards some kind of sequel, or does it show that there's a market for more movies like this?
I think it will show that there's a market for more movies like this if people come. They got to come out on July 18th and support the film And it looks like they are going to. I mean, groups are forming, people are planning, they're marking their calendars. The way movies are these days in theaters, I mean, you got to come out opening weekend or the movie won't last in the theaters. If people do come out opening weekend, then they're going to send a strong message to Hollywood that, hey, this is the kind of movie we want to see. Not another reboot, retread, sequel, prequel to all these existing stories that we've seen a million times. There was a period like this in the 60s where movies got stale. People stopped going and the Hollywood suits blamed TV. Now they're blaming COVID, streaming, you know, social media. But really, if people got tired of the same old thing, this movie is fresh.
We love fresh ideas here. It's one of the things we look for in our movies. And we are more than happy to go check this out, especially because there's a gun-toting rabbi. And I'm going to say that has a special place in my heart. Sal Lindbergh from the Accidental Talmudist, thank you so much for being with us today. I look forward to seeing Guns and Moses in theaters starting on July 18th. Thank you so much for being here today.
Great to be with you. And if people want to learn more, GunsAndMosesMovie.com. See the trailer and learn more.
That's GunsAndMosesMovie.com. Check it out for the trailer, and you'll see why I am so interested in going to see this. We got a whole lot more to discuss, including your good news giveaway, your good news headlines, your chance to win a $50 gift card, plus so much more. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.